Reportedly, it all began in 1862 during the Civil War.
And here's Weekend America's Sean Cole with the story of how taps came into being, or rather, the stories. You'll see what I mean.
A Union Army captain named Robert Ellicombe was stationed at Harrison's Landing in Virginia. It was night, dark, and he heard the moans of a soldier lying on the battlefield. Ellicombe risked his life dragging the wounded boy back to camp, only to realize that this was a Confederate soldier, and that it was his own son. The boy didn't survive. The tune we now know as Taps was written out on a slip of paper in his pocket.
While it's a wonderful story, there is no truth to it at all.
Anyone who knows about Taps knows Yari Villanueva is the guy to ask about it. He spent years researching the history of those 24 notes and playing them. That was him just now. As a military bugler, he has sounded the call more than 3,000 times at various national cemeteries, including Arlington. He talked to me from the one in Baltimore, standing among rows and rows of soldiers all rolling over in their graves.
There is no Army records of a Robert Ellicombe, and of course we've never been able to find the grave of the son.
Which hasn't kept the myth from flourishing.
Every time I see it, my teeth grinds a little bit, and I still get many emails, and I'm sure I will get many more, of someone who says, I don't know if you've seen this story.
Yari usually directs those people to his website, which explains the real origin of Taps. In fact, it did all begin in 1862, at Harrison's Landing in Virginia, at night, except Union Army General Daniel Butterfield had just had his ass handed to him by General Lee.
That night, he had listened to the call that usually sounded lights out for the evening. Well, Butterfield thought it was just a little too formal sounding.
How did that one go?
It went like this.
Not exactly a lullaby, so Butterfield took action, enlisting the help of the bugler in his brigade, a 22-year-old private named Oliver Norton.
The story goes that Butterfield either whistled the tune to him or showed him the notes of the call he wanted written down on the back of a letter.
In any case, the notes were actually adapted from another bugle call known as the Scott Tattoo.
It was a stroke of genius almost because they decided to slow it down. They stretched out some notes here, eliminated some notes there.
They were like the Rodgers and Hammerstein of bugle calls.
Butterfield and Norton.
And that same night, instead of the usual lights out call, Norton played Taps for the first time.
The next morning, he was approached by other brigade buglers who asked, what was that? And pretty soon, everyone was starting to play that new call in place of the old extinguished lights.
Then a funeral captain tried using the new call at a burial ceremony, and it just took off, becoming the official call for Army funerals in 1891. And that might not be as sexy as the other version, but Taps is our nation's call. And to Yari, it's important that people know the truth about it.
That's what draws me to this, being an American citizen, playing an American call in an American cemetery, honoring Americans who've served their countries. One wants to know more about it. It's more than just standing up and just playing a few notes at a funeral. I wanted to know as much as I could.
He even knows where the myth came from. It was featured on Robert Ripley's famous TV show, Ripley's Believe It or Not, in 1949. Reportedly, no one knows where Ripley got it because he collapsed while filming that episode and died not long after. But, you know, who knows? I'm Sean Cole for Weekend America.